You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some industry news. London-headquartered Vedanta Resources would look at moving Konkola Copper Mines into Indian mining major Vedanta at the right valuation, even as it embarks on a plan to integrate all its copper businesses. Last week, VRL, the parent company of Mumbai-listed VEDL, announced that the ownership and operational control of KCM was been returned to the company by the Zambian government. VRL chairman Anil Agrawal, in a post on social media site X, said, quote, "Going forward, my thought is that we must maximize synergies between KCM and VEDL's refining and smelter businesses in the UAE and India. KCM can be moved from VRL to VEDL at the right valuation," unquote. In some more industry news, Razorpay has no immediate plans to shift the domicile of its parent entity to India from US. Chief Business Officer Rahul Kothari said, quote, "A lot of these discussions happen from a taxation and legal perspective. Some of those options are there, but there is nothing concrete as of now," unquote. Razorpay had to domicile itself in US to raise funds from Y Combinator. Kothari's comment comes at a time when a flurry of startups have been reverse flipping their country of domicile to India from other jurisdictions, even as they face large tax bills in the process. Recently, online payments firm PhonePe moved its domicile to India from Singapore. Currently, Razorpay is focusing retaining market share in its online payment business. On to banking, evolve your technological capabilities or perish. This was the crux of banking veteran K.V. Kamath's speech at the Global FinTech Festival last week for lenders who did not update their technological prowess and subsequently risked losing market share to agile fintechs. Kamath's comment holds substance as a recent report by venture capital firm Elevation Capital and McKinsey & Company said a whopping 70% of overall digital payment transactions currently are being captured by fintechs and 50% of active broking accounts on NSE are held by fintechs. On their part, fintechs have captured material share in categories such as payment gateways, small-ticket personal loans, and are also rapidly growing their market share in other areas such as card issuing business. Meanwhile, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri on Tuesday said India will be self-reliant in energy sector by 2047 and is likely to end use of fossil fuel much before the country's target of achieving net zero emissions by 2070. Puri in a television interview said, quote, "While India's energy consumption will keep increasing, our dependence on fossil fuel will gradually decline and use of biofuels will rise. After 2030, use of green hydrogen, the fuel of future and ethanol will increase," unquote. As for dependence on oil, gas and coal from foreign countries, Puri said by 2047, when nation celebrates 100 years of freedom, India will be self-sufficient in terms of energy needs due to green hydrogen and biofuels. Moving on, about 24% of the organizations indicated that they are planning to move a proportion of their data from cloud to on-premise data centers over the next 3 years, said a report by HCL Tech. The report said that this process of moving back from cloud to traditional IT estate is called repatriation, and many companies are planning to do that for a proportion of their apps and workloads. Quoting Mike Hill, CTO at cloud solutions firm Primary.io, it said that repatriation could be a result of clients' workloads not being optimized for cloud. Kale added, repatriation usually happens as a result of workloads being migrated or lifted and shifted to the cloud without optimizing them. Next up, economy. The US has allowed imports of 336,000 metric ton of steel and aluminium from India without paying additional duties that were imposed under a national security law by the Trump administration. To conduct this trade smoothly, a joint monitoring mechanism would be set up, a senior official said Tuesday. In return, India has assured the US that it would remove retaliatory tariffs it had imposed on 8 items including almonds, apples, chickpeas, lentils, walnuts, boric acid, and diagnostic reagents. India had imposed 20% additional duties on apples, walnuts, and lentils. Lastly, the share market. The overall trend of the Nifty is still positive and it is likely to continue to move up in the medium term. However, there could be some profit booking at the 20,000 level and the index may consolidate for some time before moving up again. Bank Nifty has also showed profit booking in the last trading session after witnessing a breakout of W formation above 45,000. The immediate resistance zone for Bank Nifty is 45,800. If the index can break this level, it could move up to 46,300 levels. However, if the index fails to break the 45,800 levels, it could come down to 45,100 to 44,900 levels, which is the immediate demand zone. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.